In the name of God, the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm going to be talking this afternoon about the second lesson that was read, the lesson from the book of Revelation, and I just want to make a couple of observations about it. I saw a new heaven and a new earth. First of all, this is a vision of St. John. He's on the island of Patmos. He's been arrested during a persecution of the church, and he's been exiled to this prison island, Patmos, which is off the coast of Greece. Now, you don't come back from that island. Normally speaking, you don't come back from that island. You simply get worked to death in the mines that are there. And he was out there on that island in great privation, and on the Lord's Day, he had a vision. And there's an interesting thing about heaven in the Bible. Heaven is not far away. There are doors of heaven. The doors of heaven open. When Stephen was being stoned to death by the crowd, a man named Saul, who became St. Paul, was holding the cloaks of those who were throwing the stones. He said, "I see the doors of heaven opened." And here's John on the Lord's Day. He's on this island of Patmos, and the doors of heaven open, and he sees into heaven. And he sees the worship, the true worship that is going on in heaven. On earth, there's a false worship to the emperor that's going on. He sees the true worship that's going on in heaven. And everything above our high altar here at the cathedral has to do with John's vision as he looks into heaven and sees the true worship that is going on there. Now, heaven in the Bible is the place inside the creation which God has made, from which to be present to his creation. And heaven is the place where the crucified, risen, and ascended Lord intercedes for us, mediates for us, beseeches the Father's blessing and goodness and mercy and grace upon us. And from that intercession by the power of the Spirit, the blessing of God fall down upon us like a cataract. And heaven is the place from which the Lord Jesus Christ will come again to perfect and complete the decisive work, the decisive deed that was done in the cross and in the resurrection. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Now, sometimes Christians are accused of we're accused of not caring about this world. And sometimes the accusation is made we don't care about, for instance, the stewardship of the earth in ecology, because we're not good participants in the environmental movement, because we think ultimately the earth is just going to be destroyed. No, we don't think the earth is going to be destroyed. The new heaven and the new earth, they're this earth. What we think is not that the earth will be destroyed. We think that we, who cling by God's mercy to the Savior, and the whole creation is going to be transformed. And the old state of affairs, the old earth, the old heaven, the reality that is marked by sin and evil, by war and violence, by sickness and suffering and death, it'll be wiped away, because that earth will be transformed, and we will be transformed. St. John says, "Does not yet appear what we shall become, but when he appears, we will be like him." So this is John is seeing. He's seeing heaven is the place from which the future comes, and he's seeing ahead of time God's future. When the old wicked way of things has passed away, and Christ has perfected the renewal of all things that he's begun in his cross and resurrection. And the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. There was no more sea. Why no more sea? Well, in the Bible, the sea, the deep waters, They're a symbol of chaos. God makes a cosmos out of the chaos. He has to separate the waters. He has to make a cosmos out of the chaos. He has to bring order into the cosmos. And the old earth is still marked by a chaos that threatens the righteous and divine order of God. There will come a time when that threat will be gone. There'll be no more sea, no more chaos. Now, here is something that really surprises a lot of people when they find it out. The end of the New Testament is not the earth is destroyed and everybody goes away to heaven. The end of the New Testament is the earth is transformed and everybody in heaven comes down to earth. And the prayer that we pray every day, "Thy will be done, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven," that prayer is fulfilled. At the beginning of the Bible is a garden. At the end of the Bible is a city, the New Jerusalem, and it comes down from heaven, the perfect city. Now, this is important. Some people think that they can make the perfect city by human effort alone, without God's grace. The perfect city comes at the end by God's grace. We ought not to expect too much from politics. We ought to expect from politics peace, civility, good order, such improvements as are possible, but we ought not to expect perfection. When men believe that they can make the perfect city, they make themselves into God, and death and destruction inevitably follow in the wake of that. And we've had plenty of evidence of that in the 20th century. But the new city will come. By God's grace, it will come. And we live now in this city, the earthly city. There's a great book about this called The City of God, where the city of man and the city of God are contrasted by St. Augustine. We live in the city of man, and we pray for the city of man, and we pray for God's blessing upon the city of man, and we pray to be good citizens of the city of man. But our real citizenship, our real home is in the New Jerusalem, which surely will come at the end of all things. And in this city, you know, in the garden, there was a river, and there was a tree, and it had fruit. And that's where the problem started. And when the perfect city comes, in that city is a garden, and there's a river, and there are trees lining the river. And the leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nations. What does that mean? The nations in Greek are the ethnes, all the different kinds of people. So all the tribal hatred will be healed, all the race hatred will be healed. All the peculiar wounds of your people and my people will be healed. And we'll have the mark of the Lamb upon us, the mark of the cross, the mark of his sacrificial love. And in that city, there'll be no temple. The temple is the meeting place between God and humanity. You won't need a temple in the new city, because the meeting place is in Jesus Christ, and we will be in him, and he will be in us. And likewise, there'll be no sun, for the Lamb himself will be the sun of that new city. And we shall see his face, and there shall be no night there, and we'll need no candle, nor the light of the sun, for the Lord God himself giveth us the light, and we shall reign with him forever and forever. There's an old spiritual about I Want to Be Ready, it's called. You know this old song? Some of you might know it. It's an old spiritual. And the first verse is, John said the city was just four square. Right, perfect. It's the perfect city coming down from heaven, walking in Jerusalem just like John. And he declared he'd meet me there. walking in Jerusalem just like John. And then the chorus is, I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready to walk in Jerusalem just like John. Amen.